الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم على حسن إنصاتكم وعلى صبركم وتصبركم. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم for your patience, for your zeal and for staying even after صلاة العشاء. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا. Our noble Sheikh, Sheikh Falah Ismail from Al-Kuwait, who came here, when he came in America, the Sheikh, he used to start from Asr until midnight. And that was, by the way, in the winter time. When Asr comes at 2:30 and 3 o'clock, and he goes until midnight, the Sheikh. Until he says, look, you look like you're tired. And we say, no, Sheikh. It's like, okay, we can stop now. Jazakallah khairan. So we're going to go for 15-20 minutes, inshallah. So the last point we were talking about, and al-istiqamah al-qalb. وفي الصحيحين عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن في الجسد مدغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. In this hadith there is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله on the authority of النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما who said I heard the messenger of Allah, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, indeed in the body, the human body is a flesh, a morsel of flesh. If it is righteous, the whole body is righteous. If that flesh is upright and righteous, the whole body is upright and righteous. Your vision, your thinking, your ears, private parts, hands, feet, everything. But if that morsel of flesh is corrupt, the whole body becomes corrupt. What is that? It is the hearts. ويقول ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى في مقدمة كتابه إغاثة اللهفان من مصائد الشيطان ولما كان القلب لهذه الأعضاء كالملك المتصرف في الجنود الذي تصدر كلها عن أمره ويستعملها فيما شاء فكلها تحت عبوديته وقهره وتكتسب منه الاستقامة والزير وتتبعه فيما يعقده من العزم أو يحله. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى in his introduction of his book إغاثة اللهفان من مصائد الشيطان, this book, the Sheikh, is a noble, is a very good book. He gives us the ways, the legislative means to protect ourselves from the tricks of the shaitan, from the traps of the shaitan. إغاثة اللهفان. He said, sends the heart to the limbs, to the bodily limbs and parts, is like the king who ordered them what to do. A king, he ordered his army. He deployed them to places. He called them back. He tell them what to do or not, and that which they shouldn't do. Likewise, the hearts to the body of the parts of the body. If the heart is upright, people they will be upright in their vision, in their hearing, in everything they do. But if the heart is not upright, it's the problem. People be looking at anything they want to look at. They hear anything they want to hear. They say anything they want to say. They go to any place they want to go to, because the heart is not right. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. قال هو ملكها وهي المنفذة لما يأمرها به القابلة لما يأتيها من هديته ولا يستقيم لها شيء من أعمالها حتى تصدر عن قصده ونيته وهو المسؤول عنها كلها. He mentioned also the end of the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that indeed in the human body there is a morsel of flesh. If it's righteous, the whole body is righteous. And it is the heart. Once again, he said the heart is like the king in the human body. He orders. And the body parts, the limbs, they just follow the orders of the heart. If the heart is righteous, the whole body becomes righteous. If the heart is filled with remembrance of Allah, with taqwa, that it reflects in the actions and the statements of the people. Naam, that's how it is. That's why one of the ulama of the Salaf, he says, القلوب أوعية والألسن مغارفها. القلوب أوعية والألسن مغارفها. فإذا نطق الرجل فإنما يغترف لك من قلبه. فإنما يغترف لك من قلبه. One of the scholars of the past, he says, the hearts, they're like vessels, pots that you cook in. And the tongue is like the spoons and the ladles. Because you cook some soup, you need a spoon, it's hot. You want to scoop from the bottom. He says, so therefore, when a person is talking to you, pay attention to what they're saying, because they scoop in from the bottom of their hearts. That's what comes. What's in the heart, reflected by the tongue. And it's reflected by the behavior of the people. Those who have taqwa of Allah, istiqama in their hearts, they always say that which is pleasing to Allah, because that's what's in the hearts. That's what's in the hearts. And those who they just claim that they are upon istiqama, but something else in their hearts, now when they speak, and when they deal with you, you know what's really, what they are upon for real. Just from the way they talk to you, the way they deal with you, and because of their manners and their behaviors and the like. قال الله عز وجل يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. سورة غافر. الله سبحانه وتعالى says يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. The day, meaning the day of judgment. The day when a people stands in front of Allah, no wealth and no children will be of any benefit for any one of us. Your wealth and your children benefit you in this life. But in Yawm al-Qiyamah, none of this will be of any benefit except the one who brought a clean heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now,
other grandchild, it could benefit you if they made dua for you.
In this life, if they make dua in here, not up there. Not in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Naam. Jazakallah khair for you. Jazakallah khair. That was good. That shows that you're paying attention. Barakallah fiq. What's your name?
Justin.
Ahsant. Barakallah fiq. وكان من دعاء نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك قلبا سليما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his supplications is this one. اللهم إني أسألك قلبا سليما. Oh Allah, I'm asking you a pure heart. سليم يعني من الشرك والنفاق ومن المعاصي ومن الأدران والأوحال ومن الرذيلة. Oh Allah, I'm asking you a clean and a pure heart. Of course, from shirk, from hypocrisy, from despicable and evil characteristics and the like. Al-Hadith, أورده الإمام أحمد, أخرج الإمام أحمد النسائي وهو في الصحيحة للألباني رحمه الله, حديث رقم 2328. This hadith is in Sahih of Imam Albani, hadith number 2328. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله, نعم.
I don't know if this is true, but I read the methodology of the Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The heart has two sicknesses, right? I want to know if this hadith is authentic. The two kinds of sicknesses of the heart is the sickness of doubts
and desires,
and the sickness of worldly pleasures.
I know.
Is this true?
That's true. مرض الشهوات والشبهات. الشهوات والشبهات. The brother حفظه الله تعالى, he was asking about a statement that the diseases of the heart, the illness of the heart, the disease that attack the heart are two: the diseases of doubtful matters and desires. This dunya, the pleasures of this dunya. الشهوات والشبهات. يقول أهل العلم لماذا؟ لأن الشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع. إنسان يأتيه العلم لكن عنده شبهة فيرد العلم. الشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع، والشهوات تصد عن العلم العمل الصالح. لا علم نافع ولا عمل صالح، الضلال المبين. Equation. معادلة. So the scholars, they say, and from them is this noble Sheikh Abdul Razzaq, Hafidhahullah, I read it in one of his statements. He says that doubtful matters turn the people away from accepting beneficial knowledge. Why? Because he already has something. He already thinks that this is what it is. When somebody brings him beneficial knowledge, he's like, no, I'm not taking it. Why? Well, because. Why? Because he has a shubha. He has a doubtful matter. He already has something in the trunk. He has a trash in the trunk. Now somebody want to give him valuable furniture, he has no room. Can't take it. Likewise, people have shubha, doubt. From falsehood, they can't accept the haqq, even if it's presented to them. And also, the mashayikh, they said, and the desires and the love for the dunya turns the people away from doing righteous actions. A person wanna come for Fajr, but he wanna sleep. Person really, he's like, I'm gonna get up and pray Tahajjud, but then his nafs desires for sleeping. This is the desire which is permissible. Sleeping is permissible. But now what about if that was the person's desire is haram? Instead to come in for Maghrib and Isha, guess what? Real Madrid and Barcelona is on. He wanna come to pray Maghrib, but hey, the Barca, Shahwa, Haram. Now this is a soccer game. That's why he don't come and pray Maghrib, al-iyadu billah. That despicable desire turned that person from righteous action. You see? Person really wants to come to learn, but I don't know, he wants to go do something else. I don't know. Some shahwa, something that is attached to his heart, keep him away from righteous action. Jazakallah khair. Al-qa'idah al-rabi'a, al-istiqamatu al-matlooba min al-abd hi al-sadad, fa'in lam yaqdir fa'al-muqaraba. The fourth principle from the 10 principles related to istiqamah is that this istiqamah that you have to be upon the religion of Allah, you have to be upon tawheed, stay away from shirk, be upon the sunnah, stay away from innovations, be upright and leave all the crooked paths, be on the path that is straight, don't make no exits to the right nor to the left, be upon the way of the Salaf and stay away from any other paths, the destroyed ways and the paths, be upright, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This istiqamah that is commanded is that we have, first we have to try our best to do it the right way, to the perfection. If you can't, then try to get close. That's the principle. You're going to say to yourself, that's why before the Shaykh, he says you're going to be honest. You're going to be truthful, man, with yourself. Say, I want to be a good servant of Allah. And if you are a good servant of Allah, you're going to be a good father. And you're going to be a good husband. And you're going to be a good son. And you're going to be a good son-in-law and a father-in-law. You're going to be a good neighbor, a good boss in a work, a good partner. Naam, yes, you can. Likewise, your sister. If you always say to yourself, I have to be a good servant of Allah. I am a servant of Allah. He created me, fashioned me in the best form. Provide me with endless bounties. From the fresh air I breathe, the fresh water I drink, the varieties of food I eat, sound intellect, health, children, family, and guidance to Al-Islam and the Sunnah, I gotta be upright. I gotta be the best servant. And if you do that, you'll be the best wife. You be a good wife. You be a good mother. You be a good grandmother. You be a good stepmother. You be a good friend, a neighbor. Yes. It's all if we do it this way. But if we cannot, after trying, not out of negligence, after trying hard and we still didn't hit the target, stay close to it. And that's what this is about.
قال الشيخ وقد جمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذين الأمرين في قوله إن الدين يسر ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلبه فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا.
The Sheikh, he mentioned this principle here, it is taken from a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they bring the knowledge and the principles from the deen of Allah, not from people. No, from the deen of Allah. From قال الله قال Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Like in the book that we are studying in After Fajr al-Usul al-Sitta, six principles, هذه من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليست من فلان ولا زيد ولا عبيد. The ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when they bring principles, they bring them from the deen of Allah. They are found in the deen of Allah. He mentioned a hadith, that the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ combined these two. That you gotta do your best to do what's right, but if you can't, after trying hard, then get closer to the target. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, "Inna dina yusr." Allah made this religion easy. And if anyone wants to get deeper into the deen of Allah and go to extreme in it, he will be overpowered. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Saddidu wa qaribu." Aim at the target and try your best to get, if you miss it, get closer to it. Wa abshiru, and have good news. If you do this, you're on the right path, inshallah. قال فالمطلوب في باب الاستقامة السداد والسداد هنا هو أن تصيب السنة. هذا هو السداد. He says, what is requested from us and what we are asked to do when it comes to istiqama, being upright and steadfast and righteous, is that we fulfill this term that is called sadad. What is it? That whatever we do and we say, decision we make, has to be in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If we don't know, we ask. Don't rush, ya akhi. Don't make no decision. When your wife talks to you, my wife talks to me, I listen to her. I don't make a decision just because she's talking to me. No, I listen. Maybe she's saying something right. Sometimes our children, they may give us advice. And especially if we are people in authority, like you are in your house, you have a great responsibility as a father. You don't make reckless decisions. You're the imam of the masjid, you don't make reckless decisions. You're a da'i, you don't make reckless decisions. You're an administrator, especially in the masjid, in a community, in a school, and also in the dunya field as well. Don't be hasty. Look at the target. Look at it, examine it. How am I going to get it? I want to hear it. I want to do what is right. Don't close your eyes and... No, you want to see it. I want to do that. That's what I want. Likewise, the imam in the community. I want this community to be going this way. The way of Allah. The way that leads to the Jannah. Not this way, not this one. That which, the way of the Sunnah. I want my family, as a father and a husband. Tahalwaqs. نكمل هذا أنا عفوا سنكمل الحمد لله جزاكم الله خير. شيخ ابن عثيمين, he used to set the alarm by the way, because the sheikh, he, when he give a promise to the students, he keep it. So because if you don't do this, you keep talking. طيب نكمل إن شاء الله قليلا. So if I'm a father and a husband, I'm responsible. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. I am in a driver's seat. I want to keep my eyes on the road, straight. Because the safety, my safety, and those who are with me in that car, depend
Of course, after Allah's protection, depend on me. I gotta be paying attention to what I'm saying, what I'm going, what I'm looking at, everything. Likewise, to the deen of Allah. I want to make sure that I'm upon the sunnah. My wife is upon the sunnah. My children are upon the sunnah. Do my best. Sometimes you hit the target. The whole family upon the sunnah. But then sometimes one of them or no, they have another view. What do? You continue to talk to them and to advise them and the like. Likewise, the da'i, the imam of the masjid, al-alim, talib al-ilm. You focus. I wanted to get this. You have to have some goals. But goals that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Goals that agrees with the sunnah, not just any goals. Some families, yeah, they have a goal. What? In 10 years, we want to get $1 million. They have it. The man sit his wife. He has 6 children. Look, guys, all of you are teenagers now. The youngest one is 17. We have 10 years as a family of 8. We're going to raise $1 million, inshallah. For what? To buy houses back home. Now, he's working 3 jobs. The wife working 2 jobs. Children working, everybody. Where is the sunnah in the house? They don't see each other because they have a goal. But we have the goal. Look, the father said to his wife and children, we want to make it to the Jannah. That's why we're together. Let us help one another to make it to the Jannah. But what's going to get us to the Jannah? If we die upon Islam, upon Tawheed. So let's remind one another. They remind one another. Did you read Quran today? No. Read some. Did you pray today in the masjid? Taqillah. You gotta go to the masjid and pray. Did you finish that chapter of Talatul Usul? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Zakumullah khair. Go to the next one. This is how family do together. And when I'm talking about the family of a husband and wife, we are a family too. The community, we are a bigger family. We care about one another. We respect our elders. We don't treat the elders in the same way. No, our elders, even if they may say something that we don't approve of, that's our elders. With respect. In a nice way, we tell them, no, I don't, the way you talk, the what you said, nice way, because they're elders, they have rights over us. If somebody is missing from the salat, we notice, we make a phone call, maybe they're sick, maybe they die. Some of them even die, we don't even know. We're a community, we care about one another. Those who amongst us who have knowledge, make yourself available and teach others. Don't wait until you're behind the mic and your name is on the flyer. Make yourself available. If you teach anyone something and he acts upon it, it's good for you and for him. Those who have money, help those who don't. Those who are going through hardship. Those who are... they are in a position that they can hire people, bring some flyers, bring some applications, make it available for your brothers in the community. Feed the poor, the needy, the orphans. This is what's going to help us. This is going to put us on the path of the istiqamah. Commanding good and forbidding evil. Reminding each other about the purpose of our life, why we're here. Remind us one another to stick to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. To stick to the way of the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who, when they say things, they act upon it. And they put it to practice. We have a lot of work to do. And let us try our best to be the best brothers for one another. Try to be the best father to your children. Try to be the best mother for your children. Be the best husband to your wife. And your sister, be the best wife to your husband. Be the best neighbors. Be the best partner. Be the best friends. It's good for you and for everybody. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.